me use you up tonight. Give me your mind. Let me use you up tonight. Give me your mind. Let me use you up tonight.
Hello and welcome to the All Range World podcast. I feel so out of practice right now. This is episode 82. I'm TJ.
I'm Chad.
Joe.
Welcome to the show.
Now get the fuck up.
All Range Mode.
Okay, so this week, we missed kind of Destiny last week. It's been out for about a week and a half now, so we're going to talk a lot of Destiny.
What we're too busy playing it last week is what was going on.
Yeah, to be fair, that is exactly what happened. In fact, some of our feedback was that it was obvious we were too busy playing Destiny last week, man, you said. And I know he was right, so.
Yeah, we were literally all sitting in the same room. Playing Destiny, we're just like, we don't need to record
an episode of podcast, right?
When was that? Last Saturday?
Yeah. We played like 12 hours straight of Destiny.
Oh my god.
That brings me to my first point. Fucking juicing. You guys are in such a goddamn rush. I got the game a couple days late, and
If I'm going through the process of taking all my shit out of my house and bringing it to Dan's house, I'm playing games all day. Because that happened.
Agreed.
But it had. I have to say it. Some of it was juicing. Let's be honest. You guys talking about farming and whatnot.
No, but
disgusting.
That's a very new development.
Yeah. I was a 24 before I started juicing. Shit. Yeah. I put my time in.
No, I don't know. Like, honestly, I got.
Hey, want some vodka, Chad? Cheers.
Shit.
Chad's cutting me off with my own drink right here.
This is my own.
Just reach over and grab my own. Shit. Anyway, yeah, I mean, I couldn't catch up. It definitely jeopardized.
Today was the first day that we played.
Yeah, shit. because now I'm a 20. Like, we can play together.
Right.
Fucking assholes. Shit.
Yeah, you were late a couple days, and it just totally. Threw you off. It's like, all right, we're not playing with Joe anymore.
Yeah, that was the worst. I felt so much like,
alienated.
Not alienated, abandoned.
Oh, left so, behind.
Yeah, you and Doug. Like we talked, we had parties going, and you and Doug had parties.
Fuck
the low level
parties. We were just like, we're never gonna play with them.
I know you fucking assholes were saying that shit. I could feel it through the controller.
No, we weren't.
I swear to God,
we were too busy playing.
I knew that's exactly what was happening.
No,
bling, all of you join a party all at once.
That's a shitty update, by the way, on PlayStation's part.
Yeah, why do I fucking care?
All of your friends joined a party. Shit, I don't want to know that.
What if you have like 50 friends? I have 4 and it's annoying.
You can turn that off, which I did afterwards.
Yeah, I gotta do that. Shit.
Yeah. It sucks when you're trying to like alienate friends. Like, I really don't want to play with this guy.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
And then he gets in. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about. Who am I talking about?
Me. It's okay.
Brett was one of them.
Oh, nice. Brett, if you're a dedicated listener.
Just kidding, man. Shit.
I actually, every time I invite
if he invited
Brett,
me? Yeah, if he invited
me. He never
me,
ignores me, so.
Well, yeah, you deserve it.
Plus, he's really low level, so I don't want to play with
him. I honestly couldn't believe that I logged on. Every one of my friends was online, and I didn't get invited to a party. I was just heartbroken.
When did that happen?
Yeah, but you can jump into the party.
Yeah. Well, I've turned that notification off, too, when I know that you should always jump in. That should be
the rule? You just jump in?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like, fuck you, we didn't invite you.
Well, shit.
I've turned off notifications
shit, like,
to tell
time.
Me when friends go on.
No, we were playing... Sahila was playing his own game.
Yeah, like there were a bunch of different games going on. We weren't all playing together.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. You can only have 3 people playing.
Right.
At a time. Well, unless you're
Crucible. Yeah.
Crucci's coming, boys.
Crucci.
I don't know. You know what the thing is I was honestly having too much fun to want to do anything else. Like, I was like, no, I'm good with what I got. I know Crucible's coming. You got to get those trophies. They seem pretty accessible, much like all of the trophies in that game seem like I would not have a problem. I wouldn't have to grind, you know, through some fucking bullshit.
A couple of them are. A couple of them are a definite grind.
The games that I play, I mean, a lot of the indie stuff, Ollie to note, and 1001 Spikes, I have no trophies in that game. I played it for a long fucking time.
No trophies?
Zero. Those games, like, they're and fucking Towerfall. The trophies are so crazy.
Yeah, play 10,000 multiplayer matches or something.
No, it's 0% people have gotten that trophy.
Like, I don't want to play a stupid game for that long.
Yeah. These ones don't seem like that. They seem like I wouldn't have to...
They're that they anti-Towerfall. Yeah.
They don't seem hopeless, you know?
But they're beyond... They're even better than some other games that aren't horrible, right? Like, I hate... what was it? Like, Assassin's Creed. I played it a lot, but I'll never 100% it because there's, like, an online achievement for level 50.
Oh.
And I didn't play online at all, and level 50 is way too high. Like, that's bullshit, right?
I feel like Destiny is
more comparable to Second Son, where, you know, you play it as much as you're going to want to play it, and you're just going to get all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's perfect.
Maybe a couple of hard ones where you got to level up the other classes, but...
There's so much incentive. Like, trophies are one level of it, and then, like, you've got the... obviously, you hit 20, and, like, you're just gear, like, fucking grinding.
Yeah, one of the chivos is getting... exotic and legendary armor.
Hmm.
Like, everything.
Oh, complete?
Yeah. Yeah, and I know if I play enough, it'll come to me. I don't have to fucking...
But you do have to fucking play, but it's not a problem playing.
Exactly.
It's not like, I'm not grinding, I'm having so much fun.
So grinding is a negative term, don't use it?
I don't think so. I think we should take it back.
We need to make a rule.
Grinding is not negative. Unless specifically implied, like...
This will matter.
I was grinding all weekend.
Yeah, like I was grinding all day today in Destiny, but like I didn't mind it at all.
But that implies that, like, if there's no friction in your experience, that's what implies the grind, right?
No, it's inherently negative. I want to take it back and.
Well, let's call it what it is: juicing. Yeah,
it's like, juicing. If you want juicing is positive grinding. How about that?
No, juicing is like. Yeah, I guess it is.
Whatever.
You're only getting good shit out of juice.
What's that?
You're only getting good shit out of juice.
Yeah. There's no negative repercussions at all to juicing.
We kind of jumped right into Destiny here.
Yeah.
Oh, can we back off?
What have you been doing? Oh, Destiny.
Big Brother's almost done.
Oh yeah,
T Heights.
Still good, eh?
Anybody who's watching knows that it's going well. But okay. That's almost done, yeah. New Girl's back.
I haven't seen it.
Pretty excited about that.
New Girl, really?
Oh my god, it's the best.
Huh?
It's the best. Promises.
I never heard you talk about New Girl.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna run out and, you know, tell the world it's good. This is me. This is me telling the world that it's good. New Girl's good.
Okay. I didn't know.
Well, I mean, you should watch it.
I bumped it up my list. It's still not above the have time to watch threshold.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, it's still...
Is that the comedy one?
With
Andy Serkis?
Andy Samberg, yeah. I've seen so many movies since the last time I was here, but...
Talk about them.
Well, hang on.
Spit Noah.
We're going to... Okay, let's talk about movies. Go ahead. Yeah, what do you think of Noah? You guys have conflicting opinions.
I thought it was awesome.
Chad?
I thought it was great.
I hated it.
I like the Anthony Hopkins character.
Chad gave it a 7 out of 10, so...
Did I? Well, no. That's my 0.
That's a 0, so... Yeah. Out of 5.
What didn't you like about it? The fucking rock people?
That was 2 months ago.
They were so good.
Let me remember.
I like all of it, man. I like the cool fantasy stuff about it, and... Like, well, I guess some people don't consider it fantasy.
It wasn't told well at all. The story, like it. You know how movies just feel unnatural when they're shitty.
Well,
but like it's not progressing properly. It's
man, I have so many just comparisons.
Like you could see like a like let's do this. We gotta do this part. And it doesn't flow.
Just like A Beautiful Mind. Beautiful Mind did the same thing.
Beautiful Mind was great.
And they're both Crow and Conley. I think they're set in the same universe. That? Oh, yeah, man.
Shit.
Shit.
Movie sucked.
I liked it.
You want to rate it?
No.
No. All right. Cool.
7 out of 10
it's,
range.
It's above a 7. Right? That's all it meant.
Yeah, I had a good time watching it.
I'm just kidding.
It was pretty cool.
We use a 5-point scale here.
I fell asleep, woke up, hated it. Hated it before I fell asleep.
Really?
Finished it, hated it.
I wanted to talk about Legends, new TV show with Sean Bean.
What about it?
What? Sean Bean's in a TV show again?
Yeah, he is.
She is.
And I hear he's not dying. There was an article I read somewhere about, you know, will he be dead, and it doesn't look like it. He's the actual showrunner, and it's not fucking...
I hate that Sean Bean death scenes is like a fucking hipster thing now.
Is it hipster?
Yeah.
No, screw that.
There are articles of, like, best Sean Bean death scenes.
That's not hipster, though.
That doesn't mean it's hipster.
It is.
What, it's you, just, Dan?
It's like, it's culture
no,
now.
I'm not saying that. I'm not filling Dan's shoes right now. I've just seen that a lot of beard, giant beard dudes with short top hair usually post Sean Bean stuff.
Because that happens so often that you've been able to make the distinction, like yeah, you've been able to set up the control sample, and
a lot of people do. A lot of people do a lot of people like Game of Thrones. Maybe I'm just
and GoldenEye. Let's go.
Sean Bean death scenes was a thing before Game of Thrones, though.
Shit.
Yeah,
it was.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
that was like the pivotal.
No,
one.
But Game of Thrones did. Actually, Game of Thrones. Was after we saw Lord of the Rings in the park and the Sean Bean death scenes
yeah.
tweet. That was years ago.
Yeah.
But,
that was okay, what has there been? Such there's
a
been
wonderful date.
006.
That we had together.
006.
Lord of the Rings in the park.
That was amazing. He died as 006.
Yeah.
He died as
Boromir.
Boromir. He died as Ned. He died as.
There's probably more. Oh my god.
Where the...
no, I lost it.
I don't know. They're all like shit movies. Kind of. He's just in there. He's the best character in them. Then he dies.
I got it. Here.
You're doing it?
I'm doing it. Yeah. Take it to the net.
All right. Let's take a 2-second break from that while you search.
Sean.
Because I have a 2-second thing to say about Legends. And I've come to really like Sean Bean.
Sorry.
Like, you know, I watched some big movies like Lord of the Rings going, I've seen that guy in something.
Yeah.
And ever since, like, he just takes really cool parts. Yeah, and I've really been enjoying them, and I feel like Legends is another awesome show that
he's so dope.
He's part of.
What is it like?
Yeah,
evil?
No. Let me explain the premise of Legends. Basically, Sean Bean again is the main character, and he's
there's so many
like
YouTube
a secret
videos.
Agent guy who goes undercover. What's that?
There's so many YouTube videos.
Just search his IMDb.
Yeah,
he goes undercover. He's like an agent who goes undercover with like whoever, right, and assumes a certain identity.
Modern day. Weird.
So the concept of legends is they build identity and they become legends. So like you take on a legend, meaning I'm the legend of, you know, Mr. Dittman is him in the show.
Okay.
So he's a fake character that he creates this legend, and they like go on the internet and they backfill his like taxes and his like I went to school here at this place, and he's got a team that works for him.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And he plays this personality of this guy who's like this like I think he's supposed to be Southern. And he's got, so he talks kind of slow. He's got a stutter, and he is like, he has these like really big glasses on, and he's just, he falls in a very stereotypical role, but he plays it really well, and it's a very distinct difference from his actual personality. And it's really cool to see him jump back and forth. And then they add this thing on top where like, he doesn't know if he's the legend or if he's actually himself. Like sometimes he gets lost in it.
Okay.
And that's why he's really good at becoming an undercover agent. And then some guy comes to him and says, like, you're not who you think you are. Your real identity is a fake.
Ooh.
Which sets up the premise for the show where basically it's almost like...
It's like Total Recall.
I don't know the premise of that. It doesn't seem like a super original story where the fact that he's not who he thinks he is and he's like... It's just another
legend of
himself.
But he's also playing a character?
Yeah, like...
Is it just because he becomes so invested in his acting?
Like, I'm thinking it's probably some government experiment program. You know what I mean? Because the guy who contacted him, he was kind of like, I didn't know who I was, and you don't know who you are.
Matrix.
Yeah, sure.
Wake up.
Well, but you're still yourself when you wake up.
Yeah.
The point is there's some other character. So the premise, again, not overly original, but just watching Sean Bean, like, he has a speech where he explains who his legend is. And it's very similar to himself, obviously. And by the end of it, he goes from saying, like, you know, he is this guy, he is this guy, to, you know, I'm this way, and he's like almost crying at the end, like, I didn't deserve this. And then he kind of snaps out of it and realizes what happened. It was just like a, it was a really cool scene, and it kind of, I don't know, set the tone for the show, where just, it's really cool to watch him jump back and forth, and I'm really excited to see what, I don't know, I forget, it's one of the big ones.
Like AMC?
AMC, FX.
Oh, okay, cool.
Something like that.
Sean Bean, to me, seems out of place in anything other than fantasy.
I know what you mean. Dude, yeah. Watch him in this. It's, he's really cool. At first...
Do you guys remember The Island?
Yeah.
With Ewan McGregor?
He was in that?
He also died in that movie. Do you want to know
Did
how?
He really?
Yeah. Do you want to know how?
Sure.
Hung by a cable after having been shot through the neck by a grappling hook.
That's pretty good.
An awesome website. And that's honestly the only one, other than Patriot Games. I think that's the only one that we would know. Maybe Death Race 2.
No.
But a lot of these, like, are... I mean, he dies a lot. But they're movies that we wouldn't really care about. He's died in 25 movies.
He's expendable.
25?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Any popular ones?
Yeah, I mean, the ones that we know. And then Patriot Games, The Island.
That's crazy we put it together after two movies.
Henry the Seventh. Yeah, Equilibrium. Yeah, it's weird, like... I guess 007 and Lord of the Rings were enough for us.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he dies in everything.
Yeah, he does die. But yeah. Every time you see him die. I mean, you know that movie that it's probably all over Family Video? The hell's it called?
Skyfall.
No. No.
I don't work there anymore, by the way.
You used to work there. The Black Death one.
Oh yeah.
He dies in that movie too. Do you want to know how?
I don't care. Fuck that movie.
That's in my instant queue on Netflix right now.
Quarantined while also suffering from the bubonic plague.
The what?
Quarantined.
Wait, doesn't he has a sword on the cover of that movie?
Yeah, it's medieval.
Definitely.
All right. Bubonic.
Bubonic.
All right, whoa. That was back in medieval days?
I guess so.
How'd they know what it was called?
Wait.
When I
poker face.
I make a say. When I
Okay, so before we jump into Destiny, I want to bring back an old segment. Or we talked about bringing back an old segment called What's He Been Up To?
Oh, What's He Been Doing?
What's He Been Doing?
Jeez.
What's He Been Up To?
Yeah.
We haven't talked about ourselves. Little stories.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's been going on with you guys.
Someone I know just bought this fucking iPhone 6 Plus.
Who is it?
His name is Michael.
Call him out.
I used to play hockey. Actually, you know him. Michael Salvador. Or Savlador.
Which one was that?
The little guy.
Okay, it was the iPhone 6 Plus.
Show me his picture.
I guess I could, right? Oh, man.
Doesn't matter.
Point at that little one.
Guy sucks.
This guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a 6.
Oh, good for him.
I think it's ugly.
Good for you. I think it's amazing.
Props on copying Samsung with big phones. That's what I gotta say.
Props. Yeah. Give me a break.
That was really my neg right there. Good job.
What have I been up to? Working. Doing some traveling for work. That's why I wasn't on the last episode.
Tell me about it.
It was a lot of fun. Fuck, man. The trip started off in Calgary. The only notable thing that I can mention there is that there's this place, right?
Good story. Place, Chad, what have you been up to?
No, they just had 29-cent chicken wings. So I ordered 2 pounds to start. $6 for 2 pounds.
Wow.
And they were massive. I couldn't even believe it. I was like so... I don't want to talk about chicken wings too long, but... but I was full. Let me tell you guys. For $6. Wow. Anyway, that's the only notable Calgary story.
I liked your... You sent us a picture of Mill Street. On the glass.
I fucking drive... Or not drive, but halfway across the country, I ask what's on special. It's goddamn Mill Street.
Yeah. Which is down
local,
the street.
Yeah, local.
Are you given a company budget? Like, you can spend this much a day?
Kinda, yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not fucking...
So you're buying chicken wings?
007 or
$49.99 a day.
Were you buying chicken wings and booze?
Food.
That's fucking awesome.
I don't care. Yeah, they're like, no, you can't have fun food.
Meat and potatoes only, please. And water.
It's only room service, and it has to be...
Oh my god, room service is the most expensive shit ever. You can't get a breakfast for under $20.
On the company's budget, though?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
On my company, they, awesome. They take turns taking the bills, because when you add alcohol, it starts to add up.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
I've only been on a few times, but like, they're like, I'll get this one, and you get the next one.
Yeah.
You just don't show up to the next one.
It was cool, though. It was cool balling around like a boss. But they set me up with like a travel, like arrangements or whatever. So I can just book like my own trips. Like if I need to go and take care of business, like a boss.
That's fucking cool.
Then I just book my own trip. I have one again in October.
Wow.
And I gotta go back out.
So what you're saying is we should all go to Calgary in October?
No, I'll be at work. Go ahead, like, go on the weekend.
Well, I mean, once 5 o'clock rolls around,
you hit that butt. I would never, honestly, Calgary, don't waste your time. It's just...
You don't like Calgary?
No.
Okay.
Really?
Nothing going on there?
I like it. I mean, I don't hate it. I like it just as much as I like any place. You know, I'm a pretty easy guy.
There's nothing special? Or?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot special, but nothing that I was, like, tuned into or care about. Like, the Stampede's there. I hear that is fucking wild. Also, you have the Flames. You know, I mean, like, I went down, walking down one main street, and it was fucking gorgeous. Like, it was, everything was, like, interlocking tile, like, on this fucking road. It was crazy.
Huh.
And it was a couple blocks long. It was wild. Huh. But obviously, I didn't go in any of those. Anyway, Calgary, it was cold and it sucked. So, and then, quickly headed over to Victoria, which is fucking so...
Wait, wasn't it snowy in Calgary?
It was snowing in Calgary on the way home.
Yuck.
Victoria's really nice. You would really, really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into it too much, but, like, you can be, like, at the beach, which is fucking Pacific Ocean, and then, like, take a 2-minute drive, and you're at the top of, like, one of these mountains, like, just a local mountain. There's a couple. They're not very big. They're not like the Rockies, but, like, you go to the top of these things, and it's just 360... degree view of like water and fucking horizon. It's wild. It was really cool. I should have some panos.
I want to see them.
Show you a little bit of that. So Victoria's really nice, but people are kind of vain. Like not one single person got by telling me like how shit Ontario was. Like anybody that I told where I was from.
Yeah.
Even like on the fucking ferry over, we were getting lunch on the ferry and there was Nanaimo bars. I'm like, oh, when in Rome, gotta get an Nanaimo bar, you know? Like, I made a joke about it.
Yeah.
And this old lady's like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, Ontario. And I swear to God, she started fucking shit-talking Ontario, this old lady, like, immediately. And I was like, you too. Wow. Like, just nobody could say anything nice.
Like, what were they saying about Ontario?
Yeah, what is it?
That it was, like, rainy and stormy and fucking, there's a winter
Victoria
there.
Is complaining about Ontario being rainy?
Storms. Like, it rains, like, 2 days a season in Victoria.
What are you talking about? They're on the coast. No. They get more rain than anywhere in Canada.
No.
Are you sure? BC gets more rain than anywhere in Canada.
Not this place, though.
That's bullshit.
How far is it? Or, like, how long?
I swear to God, I was checking, like, the fucking weather, like, 3 weeks up to my trip to, like, see, like, what was going on, just because I was excited. And I swear to God, like, 5 weeks in a row, it was just 75 and sunny.
Really?
Yeah. And they're like, and you're saying, like, it never really gets that cold. I mean, I don't mind winter. I don't give a shit. I like winter. But they say it never gets that cold there. So it's like, this is cold. This is, like...
That'd be amazing.
They're farther north than we are, so I don't understand that. And they're on the water, and...
Something about it works. I don't know.
Whatever.
It's fucking crazy. It's like Truman Show. Honestly, every single person there, it looks like they were hired to be there. Like, everyone is gorgeous. And I'm talking about the dudes, too. Like, everyone is in such crazy shape, and it's just nice. You know Dalhousie Street in Amherstburg?
Yeah.
It's like that, but the whole fucking town.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. There's like the harbor and fucking the parliament is there. Parliament building.
Really?
Not the Ontario one. Not the Ottawa one, but the other one. Like the first one before it was in Ottawa.
Huh.
Government. I don't know.
I didn't know that existed.
Really nice.
That's cool.
Oh, there's, it's just, it's nice. I don't want to talk about it. And then Vancouver is really cool too. But now I'm back. I'm
Victoria, highlight of the trip? Victoria, yeah, Vancouver, really Calgary.
Yeah. Why is Victoria so nice? Like, that very, like you said, like for me.
Oh, and then okay, so and then
there's a lot of outdoor stuff to do, right?
And then you shoot down the mountain that you're like sightseeing on, and you're in the middle of this forest.
Wow,
like really nice.
Did you see any animals this time? Anything cool?
No. I mean, I saw a dead sea lion.
What?
Really?
Washed up on the shore.
Wow.
It's like that's
was it fucked up
crazy.
Like shark bite?
I'm pretty sure it was decapitated.
Oh my god.
I took a picture of it, but I deleted it.
Maybe it was a fat man.
No, it had little flippers.
It was the penguin.
I don't know. But it was wild. I talked about that too long, guys. I'm sorry. But it was a lot of fun.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, I like to hear about it.
Yeah. The next trip isn't so glamorous. Like, it's meeting, and then back home.
It was cool that you got to bounce around, experience different places.
Well, I have family in... Well, not family, but Roman. Roman's family lives there, so it's like we stayed there for the weekend and stuff like that and had home-cooked fucking fish, and it was good.
Nice.
It's a good trip, man.
Roman.
Yeah.
My life's not been nearly as exciting. Destiny is consumed.
Oh, yeah.
I think Chad and I's lives right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I've missed
the
a
band
lot
did some stuff too, but we don't have to get into any of that. But yeah, it's been busy. It's been a lot of. I've been out being a rock star and businessman.
Nice.
As TJ says. That's what he called me.
Yeah, rock star by week. No, sorry.
Businessman?
Businessman by week, rock star by weekend.
Oh my god, I didn't even tell you about the fucking flight home.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, landing in Calgary in the middle of a fucking blizzard was fun. And then, honestly, we took off like half an hour later and the plane was covered in ice. And like they backed up like 20 feet and then these crazy trucks came over and then like sprayed us with Orange Crush, it looked like. And then after the Orange Crush was gone, they sprayed us with green Gatorade. And then we took off with this fucking like covered in antifreeze. we took off covered in antifreeze and I managed to, like, that's the long trip, right? Calgary back to Windsor. Mm. And fucking... you're in the air, like, above the clouds, just beautiful. And seriously, going at, like, you guys, do you know, are you flyers? Do you fly frequently or occasionally? Like, you ever flying directly into, like, a heavy cloud?
Yeah, the clouds are where you get the turbulence.
Oh, my God. Like, just picking you up 20 fucking, like, what feels like 20 feet, like, and then just dropping you back down. And so the whole landing in Windsor is fucking storming. And they're like, yeah, storm came early. We didn't really know. You know, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
So, they tell us about the bumpy ride, which is fine. Like, bumpy ride, I can get over. These things are designed to fly through clouds. Like, it's not a problem. But we're getting closer and closer to fucking Windsor. And, like, they give you a little map. And I can just see us, like, lowering in altitude. We're still covered in fucking clouds. Like, we're close to the ground. 2,000 feet up. In clouds, still. Like, which is low, right?
Yeah.
Planes go up to, like, 15,000 feet. So
40. 60.
Big ones, maybe.
30? I don't know. I think 2,000 is very low.
2,000 is low.
That's all you need to know.
And this fucking, like, we're just killing it. I'm like, I don't even know where we are in relation to the ground. And we're 2,000 feet up. So I'm like, this can't be that good. And the plane starts slowing down. And, like, you see the little fucking, the flaps come up off the wings. And it's like, they're swimming in this shit now. Like, the fucking thing is swimming through clouds. Yeah, and we slow down to 130 miles an hour. And I'm like, that's too slow for a plane. Like, just thinking in my head, like, you're telling me you fucking put wings on a NASCAR, the thing's going to fly away? NASCAR's like 300 miles, are they not?
Yeah.
There's a Formula One that's fucking wild fast.
I think 200.
200 even.
The fastest car is like 250.
Okay, fine. My story still works.
It does.
This thing is driving slower than a fucking car. And we're 2,000 feet away from the ground. We come out of the clouds, in Windsor. And I can see fucking the expressway, like, shooting by, and, like, it's raining. And I swear to God, we're getting so close. I knew that we were close to the runway. Fucking plane just shakes a little bit and just fucking jets back up into the clouds like fucking Boba Fett. Just like,
or Jango
Fett. Just like, and then you just hear the engines like...
You're like sucked into your
all
seat.
All five engines kick in, yeah, and we fucking torched back over the clouds. And I'm like, oh my god, like, are we just going around? Like, we're gonna try again? What the fuck? Pilot's not telling us anything. And So like we start taking off, and like I guess we're going around fucking Lake Superior again, like, and we got far enough. I'm like, okay, obviously they're bringing us to Toronto, and I've never been more fucking anxious in my whole life. And the pilot's just like, yep, hit some wind there. It was, you know, it's pretty common, but we do have limits. Wind got a little bit too high for us, so you know, sorry for the inconvenience, but got to make sure we're doing it safe. And I'm just like, thank you, okay, like, thanks, pilot. Like, rather than, I don't know, because I mean that guy's day is fucked too. Now we're rerouted. It's gonna take him 3 hours just to get to where he was supposed to be, and he's taking that plane all the way back to fucking Vancouver.
Could you imagine
how
fucking stressful that
is? And he probably already went from Windsor to Calgary or today. You know,
you're coming out of the clouds, and you're just like, we can't do this. We can't do this. We can't do this.
Yeah, in the cockpit, I'm sure it was just like, fuck, like yeah. They gotta fucking steer this thing.
They're probably like, how far can we push this? Like,
yeah, and they're looking. They're fucking.
He was probably fucking in tears. That's why I didn't tell you anything until 40 minutes after. Just like, oh, gotta gain my composure. Like, hey, everyone, everything's good up here. Yeah.
Honestly, I felt like I was in Battlefield. The plane just like, and then back up into the sky.
That happened to me. The same exact thing.
Oh, fuck.
We came. My mom and I went to Dominican Republic. When we were coming back, into a snowstorm in Windsor.
Ugh.
And complete like visibility loss. The pilot had no idea what was going on. We were coming in, apparently. Like, I didn't know this at the time, but I remember it's like we're coming in for landing, and they announced that, like, put your seatbelts on. The entire time from the Dominican Republic till like we hit the coast of the US, like the southern coast, it was just shaking the whole time, like dropping. Jesus. Like, as you were saying, I just remember being like, please get me home safe, I'll never fly again. And we get into Windsor, and he hits all the engines. We go flying back up. We land in Chicago. Wow. Wait like 4 hours. We're not allowed to get off the plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that's like insanity.
Passport type shit. We couldn't get off the plane. So we got back in the air, back into Windsor, and the next day in the news, like in the Windsor Star, it said that a plane coming from the Dominican Republic, our plane, almost landed on Devonshire Mall. He mistook, like, the lights on Devonshire Mall as the runway.
Oh, my God.
So at the last second, just
he mistook them.
Wow.
That's not a landing strip.
Like, fucking,
So they weren't equipped to land in the United States. It was like, fucking get out of my country.
Yeah.
And then they, like,
well,
okay.
Like, because we're all Canadian citizens. Right. We fly from Canada to the Dominican Republic. We can't go to the
States.
They're
not permitted to land in the States. Why they land in Chicago then?
No, they probably were. I'm just saying, like,
keep them on the plane.
Yeah, like
they cannot touch soil.
It was Canadian people who weren't anticipating going through American customs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they would have done it, but it, you know, that's why you probably had to stick on the plane.
Yeah. They let us get off in Toronto. I was able to get something to eat.
Nice.
Charge my phone and get back on the plane.
How long were you delayed for?
Not long. And again, the pilot just super cool. Like, think we got a window? We're gonna take it.
Did you get?
All right, pilot.
They don't give you anything for
free. All right, pilot.
No, they...
Acts of God?
No, nature. They don't give you anything for free. But, I mean, sure, I guess you get an extra
like
flight
what,
out of
fuck?
It.
Yeah, they give it to the three guys who complain.
If you like flying, you can probably get... I got an extra landing and an extra takeoff.
Hmm. Well, no, I just mean like...
What's that flight worth? Windsor to Toronto to Windsor?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, not that. I mean like... I've gone to the airport and they're like, oh, this flight's overbooked. You know, if we get four people who want to stay back, we'll give you a free $250 voucher for another trip.
Wow.
Yeah. Just to wait like 3 hours. And yeah. I remember Emily and I discussing that, like, that might not be that bad, but like, we didn't take it. But they're pretty quick to throw that kind of shit out.
Well, no, I didn't.
For your whole plane, it would be a different story. Plus, it's not something they can control versus overbooking, which is kind of their fault, right?
Yeah, and I had no idea, like, if it was going to be, okay, am I getting off and catching the train back to Windsor, you know, how long's the wait going to be? But honestly, it was like a 40-minute wait. I had enough time to get something to eat, literally.
Mm. And did you drink it on the plane?
No. I don't know. At that point, it seems excessive. Like, I would get to... fuck off, Lucy. I would get to drinks with, like, dinner.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to the fucking liquor store and then putting it on the company tab. So, no drinks on the plane for me.
Shit. cool. Destiny. Let's talk about Destiny.
Gripes first or praises first?
Yeah, we'll talk about a lot of shit here, but we're gonna focus on highs and lows, I guess you'd say. Let's start bad.
Three of each,
and then let's end positive because I think there's a lot of positive.
All right, my number three, the bad, the score is god awful. Oh, and it's mixed so high that it's like I can't play in front of my wife because I get embarrassed. Like about how
it's so Halo. I'm glad they fired the fucking guy. Like I said it earlier this week, the intro is awesome.
There's that light one, right? The strings or something like that. Like it's got strings in it.
Yeah, like when you open the Destiny screen, like before you load your character, there's a song that plays there. It's a great. It's the best in the entire game. Wow. It plays for 10 seconds and then that's it.
That's like, probably why it's good.
Yeah,
they're
11 seconds too many.
They're fine, but it's too Halo. And eventually they get to a point where they're just looping the last thing.
Yeah.
So the song can end when you end.
Yeah. There's Geiger's house on Septics Prime. People know what I'm talking about.
Score is my number three.
It sounds like a WCWN versus NWO soundtrack.
Oh.
All right.
Jeppy.
Yep. My number three, just a small gripe. I'm not a fan of the small fire teams.
Yeah.
In the beta, they allowed up to 4 in the fire teams. Yeah, they did. There was a mission or two. It was 4 people. And I don't know. It's just like the 6-person raid is fine, but it's a very rare occurrence, the raid so far.
Yeah.
Where it's just, and it's, everyone's got to be up to 6. I want to just go in with 4 friends of varying levels or 5 friends and play maps, and I can't be able to do it. And it's not like you're going into a map where there's not other people. You're going to a map where there's 10 other people scattered throughout the map, and yet your fire team can only be 3 people.
You're just not,
yeah. Yeah, I don't like what I see as an unnecessary restriction.
Yeah.
So it's a small gripe, but it's an annoyance. Like, as soon as you have 4 guys, it's like, okay, what's going on now? You know like, one guy's going out, or we're splitting into 2, which never happens.
This could be...
Yeah, it's one guy on the outside.
It's probably a problem that's confined because they're still developing for 360 and PS3. Because those, they wouldn't be able to handle the environments that it would take to house 6 or more people, you know?
Okay, but there's still raids of 6 people.
Yeah.
I think it's more based on, like, flow of the game and how they want parties to be constructed. You know, like, they've chosen specifically when there's matchmaking and when there's not. I think it's a design decision, purely.
I think we'll notice in, like, Destiny 2, it's going to be, like, next-gen exclusive. And it's going to be fucking huge. The maps are going to be way bigger and be able to house, like 15 plus.
Really? Possibly. You still have, like, dreams for this? Like, everyone's still kind of waiting for it to be that
No, great, I'm not. Awesome I'm thing. Not. I solely believe it's a design decision. Like, they've...
Yeah,
every decision is very specific. Somebody gave clear direction on it. No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's the limitation. I think the limitation is this is the experience we wanted to create. You know, imagine an enemy where it takes 12 people to kill. Remember, I talked about before about like 24 or 32 person. If it takes that much to kill, you feel like you're not contributing enough to that, you know? It's like, I'll just let the 23 other guys shoot.
Yeah, well, I just kind of hang out here.
Septus Prime, whatever the fuck they call it. Septus Prime.
Yeah.
Sepkiss Prime?
What the fuck Septics.
Okay, there you go. Anyways, it feels like cheap, you know what I mean? I think they've done it on purpose. I'm sure there are hardware and software limitations, but I don't think it's...
I feel like it's very
the
prevalent.
Driving force. What's that?
I feel like it's very prevalent, the software limitations. Or hardware, sorry.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Huh? With because they had to develop for PS3 and 360.
Yeah, but everybody's machine is rendering the same thing, right? Like, all you're doing is rendering a couple extra bullets being fired from another player. Like, it's not...
I'm saying, like, the maps, when you go into a dungeon, could be as big as, like, the outdoor areas.
Okay, maps, yes, fine.
It's clear the way that you have to go from, like, province to province through, like...
Tiny little
loading sections. Like, that's clear.
You know what? The loading didn't happen until just recently on me, where I'm, like, I'm on the Sparrow, moving quickly... And it'll actually stop me and do a loading.
Well, there's that, but like.
I just noticed that.
The ones on Earth, mostly your corridor. You're going corridor to corridor to like get to the next.
Yeah, but it's such a little spot. They've made it very seamless, right?
No, well, in when you're riding on the Sparrow, it's more seamless because it feels like an open environment. Okay. But those little short paths that you drive through, those like tunnels, not tunnels.
Well, I thought it was linear just because, like, you're going from A to B. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, it's not a whatever.
Open three. World. Shit. I was going to put the low payoff for loot.
You think so?
Yeah.
Low payoff.
Well, after today's just heartbreak,
I disagree.
You bought the wrong thing. You and Dan both bought the wrong thing.
No. It paid off for Fauno. It was a gamble and I lost the gamble, but I spent 2 weeks collecting motes of light. And spent them all on something that wasn't for my...
That's why you're wrong. Has it been out for 2 weeks?
Well, it'll be 2 weeks Tuesday.
Because you're playing for exotics already, and it's been 2 weeks.
I got an exotic, though.
Right. But you're at the end game for what exists today, and you're complaining about, like...
I want to max out this fucking character.
Okay, but you want to max out the game in 2 weeks and quit?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Juicing.
No, they have provided enough content for the fastest people. Maybe there's a couple people who are too fast for the game, and you're still not one of them. And I feel like if they just gave you what you wanted, you'd be done with it. They've kept
you. That's very shitty. I hate that. I'm playing the game. I'm investing time into this. Let me be excited for my character.
The end of a game like that, like a story-driven game, they'll last a long time. You know, like
I would have beaten any other game by now. This game I'm playing to beat, but I'm also playing because everybody's playing. It's very fun, but I think right now after 20, the only fun time is getting new loot.
So why would they give it all to you away?
Yeah, I don't want you to. I hate the fact that you can buy it. The fact that they have an Ingram that you have to like gamble on, I think is a fun way to like. Okay, you can still buy it, but at the same time, you can still gamble a little bit. And there's a bit of. Like risk.
I don't feel it's a good thing to give them props on making that a game.
The loot should mechanic. Be geography specific as well. You know, like Pokemon, you have to go to a certain place to get certain Pokemon. Like if you want boots or some shit, like you should go to a different place. I know that's weird because like why are boots special in this area? But like
I like that it's random. I'm gonna say,
well, yeah,
the fact that it's random.
I want to know that I've like explored deep. Well, at the time before I knew what the game was, I wanted to say like I want to explore deep into Mars until I could find like a weird thing, expecting it to be like Skyrim. But obviously that reality doesn't exist.
But
it just seems too random. Like more like Zelda, where like I'm getting this because I need it. You know, like. In this next part of the game, or something like that.
Yeah,
where it's either timing based, like you got far enough from the story, or you did enough missions, you get a specific item that rocked. But it's not that game. That's all.
Yeah.
So,
but I feel like they're holding out just to keep me attached, and I don't think we should give them props for doing that.
No.
I want to be able to finish.
I'm not giving them props per se, but I'm just not counting it as a negative. And I think the pace has been fine because. Me personally, I've not complained. I'm eager to get the latest gear, but I've not complained with like my lack of progress. So it's just where you want to be, and like you know, you have an expectation of a certain amount of time you want to put in to get to a certain level, and I have a lower expectation for that, knowing that it's more MMO and they want you to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah,
and you got to consider the fact that you're on like the higher end of players who have put in more time. You know, most people have played it on average 1 hour a day. Whereas you're playing 3, 4, 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right? So those people are like, they're feeling like they're way behind, right? Like look at Sahil, who's like, what is he?
Level. He was a 7 last
He's like still, 9.
Why
right?
am I not rewarded for that?
Well, you are. Like, you have all this cool
my,
shit, man.
My entire game time that I've spent.
They're trying to make you not max out at 30 hours because you put 30 hours in a fucking 300 hour span.
So do you think that's what it is? You think that, like it's not like a. what the fuck is it? The slot machine randomness that got me that?
Do you think it's definitely slow. Like
it checked my hours played and said, this guy's about to fucking...
No. It's designed that way.
A shitty one.
Yeah, in the beginning, you're rolling, and as you get closer to the top, the progression to the top becomes much slower. Diablo's the same way.
Yeah.
Any game that's like infinite, in air quotes here,
yeah.
it slows down at the end, right?
But I ain't got shit in a few days.
You know what? Number two. You're fucking spoiled because you got an exotic real early.
My number two is...
Yeah, let's move on.
No flight missions, which is a bummer, but...
That's my number two.
But driving the Sparrow around, it is really fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really good. Shot.
There's other crafts that shoot in the game. You just got to get on.
The Pikeys.
I have a very small gripe about the Sparrow. The whole game is very forgiving. It does, like, we talked about a lot of nice things that it does for us that, like...
Except driving off cliffs?
Well, there's that. Actually, cliffs is fine. They put a jump where it's like, this is an obvious jump, and it's a bit risky because I could fall off a cliff. I like that. On the moon, I know you have a gripe with it. My gripe is, I want to jump off the Sparrow and get into the action real quick. Like,
certainly allows you to do that.
I want to pop off or shoot. No, I want it faster. Like, I want to, like...
You don't want the animation?
If I'm getting... Yeah, exactly.
I want the animation. Getting on.
The animation is so sick. Oh, getting on is really cool because you can jump in the air. You can be 30 feet in the air
before you hit the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it only engages when you hit the ground.
Well, I've had mine like halfway in the air. I actually just did it.
Yeah?
And we were playing. It was like... And then it like fucking nosedive.
Maybe it's only when you take a jump up, then you lose momentum because you're not on the ground.
Okay.
Anyways, when you get off, I want to like... I was thinking like... For as forgiving as the game is, if they had just introduced like you can instead of putting that like 1 second animation,
jump out and shoot
like high into the air and shoot, you know, like
that'd be awesome.
It would feel really cool, just like if you were to give you a boost higher
it's
than
like
you'd
the,
normally jump.
The Batman Arkham Knight when he uses the momentum of the.
Oh, I never played.
It's not out yet.
Yeah,
Arkham Knight is that it?
Arkham Knight, yeah, that's the newest one.
The one that's not out yet.
Yeah.
There's Origins.
Oh, you just saw
the
video?
City.
Yeah.
Okay.
He rides in the Batmobile and he launches out of the Batmobile, opens the wings and just into the air. And then you're just on rooftops.
It'd be really cool if they introduced... It would just feel fun. Like, right now, it feels like the heaviest part of the game.
You should be able to, like, sit on the side of mine and shoot while I'm driving, too.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
That would be cool.
You know what? Actually, I didn't put on my list. Vehicle mechanics are missing. Do you know they're coming out with a mode where it focuses on vehicle-based battles?
Yeah.
That's so good.
And
they give you
more heavy ammo? They need that.
Fuck.
Sure. That awesome. More heavy ammo. So it's like, it reminds me of Halo 3. There was a mode where, maybe it was 2. You
Rocket
know the,
race?
What is it? The Mongoose?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one guy in the back, and there's one guy driving the Mongoose.
Rockets.
And you're just running through checkpoints on a level, and then you're just rocketing other players. And you never
so
fall off.
So much fun.
And you just spin infinitely when you hit somebody. And it's like, you know where they're going, because they're trying to hit this fucking marker on a map. And you just shoot at the marker and time it, and it's just, spinning out of control. I want more of that, because, obviously Bungie's the Halo guys, right?
Yeah.
And they have a lot of cool vehicle-based things, so that's kind of a... missing spot in Destiny so far.
Have you noticed that on the Sparrow you can get off either right or left side?
I didn't have a notice.
X and square.
It depends on where you put your joystick.
Okay, is
you hold square and you go to the right and you'll get off on the right side or the left
side. I did
side.
Notice that and I was like, what is determining that? I thought it was X and square maybe because I usually hit square and it goes left.
No, I've been
and
practicing
I hit X the other day
it,
and it went right.
Yeah.
But you're saying it's the stick?
Yeah. It's a stick like at the last second when you get off. It's like...
What a small subtlety, eh?
It's so
awesome.
Cool. I love that.
There's so many of those, too.
Yeah, it's the most well-polished game of my entire life.
What's your number two?
We're talking about bad things here.
Shit sucks.
We're saying good things. We said space travel. Just, I want to reiterate. We were kind of hoping there was some kind of driving a ship in space from planet to planet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a bit of a wild hope, but that's what we wanted.
Destiny 2?
And I had a vision of, even though I don't know Mass Effect very well, I think about walking around in the Normandy. If we had like a clan ship, and there was like a arms distributor in the ship, and there was a pilot, and there was lockers that was connected to the tower. I mean, just put the same shit that's in the tower in your own ship, and call it the fucking all-range mode clan ship, and... I'm going to love Destiny even more than I already do.
Yeah. This is why it's getting bad reviews. Because people, like, we're still having ideas about how good Destiny is going to be. And it's out.
Yeah.
You know, we're still thinking of what would have been awesome.
It has now become finite, right? It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not what we dream it to be.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I put load times.
Oh yeah, good one.
Like just going from the tower into orbit.
Can I defend? I want to defend.
Okay, as far as load times go, they're pretty good.
If you're by yourself, it's a pain in the ass.
No, it is very slow. Chill if out. You call them load times, the problem is they're not load times. They're matchmaking. Yeah. When you go to tower, they're putting you in a game with other people. When you join a session, they're matchmaking you with a game that's either ongoing or is being recreated.
Well, I understand that, but like going from the tower, which you're all part of, into orbit.
Yes, that is slow.
That takes a while.
Yeah. And that is a straight up load time.
Come on, I mean, the game's going to have load times. These ones are pretty cool as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, they look cool, and it's not a problem to look at. Like, if I'm with somebody and we're just talking, like, shit.
Look at my sick ship. Everyone's saying that.
And a really cool thing is ships are ugly, actually that you're able to go into your menu during any load time.
Except when they cut you off to skip to the next scene. Yeah. But other than that, yeah.
So but it's good. Cool. Like, you can look at your shit. You can dismantle your stuff. Load times, you know what? It's not a gripe anymore.
No, like...
My number one. The fact that I'm a fucking robot has nothing to do with the story. No effect at all. I'm a fucking robot. There's not a lot of them.
Okay, the main problem with that is that there is no story.
Well, what? I'm a fucking robot.
There needs to be a story.
Have something to do, like, your people were... In, like, some sort of, like, weird...
He's got a robot.
Everybody has the same intro.
Oh, everyone has the same experience.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a but awoken, and then you go to the reef.
Yeah, and they still treat you like a.
And they're like, you're an outsider. Fuck you. Who are you? It's like
I'm one of you.
I'm your son. God damn it. Yeah. Treat me well. I'm your brother.
I've never seen this type before.
Oh, ironically,
it's weird how the voice acting ends like 5 hours into the game. Your guy didn't talk anymore. All right, let's go to Mars. That's the last thing you hear.
Actually, when they were talking about Dinklage having bad voice acting, and they kind of fixed it by like removing that one line.
It should have just been beeps and boops with text on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, it should have been. I was thinking like, okay, it's too big of an overhaul to have him redo it, right? The guy did like 5 minutes of voice acting.
Yeah.
That Nathan Fillion, 5 minutes. Else. They're super generic, like, oh, we need you to scout this location. It's not like... They're saying words, locations. Yeah. It's so... Everybody came in
it
one
taken
day.
One man, 1 week.
And they all did like
to
one...
re-record it.
Yeah. So.
Like doing multiple takes too.
Any man. It's so bad. It's so bad.
That Wizard Came from the Moon has become the... these pretzels are making me thirsty. How would you say it?
I've never heard that before. Like, I don't know what... Okay, I get it now. Why the pretzels... Okay. I didn't realize that's what it was.
What do you mean?
Is the how would you say it? Is that part of the episode?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why they're all saying it differently.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
I don't know.
He's trying to practice like, no. These pretzels...
I'm so lost right now.
He's thirsty.
Can you fill me in?
No.
I feel like I'm not the only one who's lost right now.
It's an episode joke.
All right, fine. Yeah. Apparently I wasn't there.
It's
an episode of Seinfeld.
Episode of Seinfeld joke.
Kramer gets a one line in a Woody Allen movie.
Oh, right.
And he's taking it super seriously.
Oh, right.
He's asking everybody like he's saying it. He's like, no, you should do it like this. And they each have their own way.
Yeah. It would have been nice if who you picked had a little... Like, different variations on the story. Would have been nice, but... I mean, like, you keep saying it's not that game.
Yeah.
That's...
There's obviously, yeah, we're griping, but there's so much good about it.
Yeah, my number one is the lack of story.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking out loud today, talking with you guys. I think it's by design. Like, if they tried to get serious with the story, people would gripe more about the story, saying, like, oh, it's bad. It doesn't rise to the level it should be. But it's so obvious the story is they don't care. It's about like MMO and gear chase.
Yeah.
They've just abandoned that.
There is,
I mean,
yeah,
it's
the story
disappointing.
Is just in between missions, they give you a reason to go to the moon.
Right.
Or a reason to go to Mars. A reason to go to Venus.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's probably a giant overlining story, but
it
it's
also gives you
bad.
Somebody to tell you what to fetch.
Right. Yeah, it's totally to facilitate the gear chase. Becoming strong and doing big raids and getting together with your friends and making a party to try to solve the raid puzzles and
But do you guys think that they actually like were withholding? Like they went out and told us that it was this big world and like I don't know. I feel like they implied that it was going to be pretty story based.
Yeah.
Did they not? Like, in or is that just this public opinion? You know? Yeah, exactly. That's the. Yeah. And like, you're the chosen one. Like, it's so much less than Skyrim. I mean, Skyrim's dense in story, but or not dense, but
you know what? The line at the beginning of the thing saying you've been dead for a while. Some of the things you're going to see are going to confuse you or whatever he says.
Yeah.
To me, I was like, I am so invested in the story now. He's basically saying, like, he's awoken me as the chosen one.
Yeah, like, and then it's just like, oh, and you survived. And then it's
flatlined from there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the stuff they marketed, too. Like, you're a guardian, you know? Like, and it's like you've expected to go through this wild, awesome, sci-fi, expansive story.
Right.
And there's none of that.
I think the problem is they expect you to live the story over as many years as they're going to tell it. Like, it could be 3 years of Destiny till Destiny 2, or 4 or 5. And you have to invest fully. Like, they're not giving you any payoff, you know?
So this is just the pump up your characters because the story's coming.
Right. But they should give you mini stories. Like, here's the beginning, here's the end, right? Like, what's the end of Destiny?
Yeah.
It's underwhelming.
Yeah.
So.
Number one gripe.
Mine are all based on efficiency. So,
all my gripes are efficiency based, actually?
I was just saying, I wish I could decrypt or cash in my bounties. While without going to the tower.
What?
Like, you're lucky, dude.
If I was in orbit and I could just decrypt, and then pick up new bounties and then go to those missions.
In Mass Effect, you'd be able to do that.
Yeah, without going
Commander, you
to the tower, going back into orbit, and then choosing the mission to go to that fucking mission.
Yeah, the
if
fucking
the load
internet.
Times were faster, you'd be okay with it. Consider this. Most most MMO games...
I hate... Like, when we're up in orbit and someone's like, let's go back to the tower, I gotta decrypt an item, like... No fucking way. Like, just wait. Just wait until we all go back or something. Like, it's such a pain in the ass.
Because of the load times. Okay, you know where you get the missions? Those little beacons?
Yeah.
Imagine you had to go back to the beacon to cash it in.
Shit.
That's most MMOs. And it's a fucking bitch. The fact that you can go back to the tower is actually kind of awesome. Comparing it to other
MMOs. It's the load times, man.
I'm almost lowering the expectation, but...
Or if you could go straight to tower from a mission. If you could choose whether to, like, I don't want to go into orbit, I want to go right to tower.
Okay. I don't love it, but I mean, it gives me a chance to level up my gear and stuff like that. Like, it pulls me out of the game and almost forces you to get invested in your gear.
In the 30 second countdown at the end of the mission, if they said, like, do you want to go to the tower or do you want to go to orbit?
That's a good point.
Like, that would be great. Choose that. Like, why is that so difficult?
I do feel like when you talk about hardware limitations or like servers and matchmaking, there's a limitation there. Being in orbit, you're like in a different place,
a
different queue. Yes, and then you put yourself in a queue, and then they take the time to put you there.
Yeah,
yeah. They probably could give you the option right away, but you'd have to choose it early, and it might like add 30 seconds from the time you choose it. You know what I mean? So.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Well put.
I was thinking, I was thinking about it as a game and not as like a piece of programming.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah. Just get it.
Why can't I just go anywhere I want?
Yeah.
It is. We should say one thing. It's been pretty seamless with regards to jumping in from places to play. Like, it's slow, but I didn't play it at midnight the day it came out because I expected it to crash completely.
Yeah. I was amazed that I played the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's been one of the biggest launches probably of history of video games.
Yeah.
And the server load has been able to handle what's there.
Good job,
PlayStation. Fucking brilliant, man. These guys are so smart.
Yeah. We definitely take that for granted.
No, I'm not taking that for granted.
No, no. I say we, I mean the Destiny community. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no one's talking about how awesome that is. Yet when Final Fantasy comes out and it's... dies, you know what I mean? Like, it people complain, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about, are we okay? Well, how do you want to
tops,
do this?
Tops, baby,
quicker tops,
yeah.
Quicker
I'll go, tops. I'll go right through mine. Actually, maybe that's unfair,
whatever.
Yeah, okay. let's go quick, one at a time, very fast.
I'm saying how fucking awesome it is, you know, how fine tuned it is. Everything seems to work very well. Like, anything, it may not work the way you want it to, exactly how you want it to, but like, it's designed to work right and well. It seems to always fucking function. I had a couple of drops mid-game, but it's because my connection is shit. Like, it pulled me out of the game. That fucking sucked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everything...
Can the menu system be added in on yours?
What?
Sorry, what?
The menu system. It's amazing. I think it's so cool just being able to scroll over. Yeah. The way it's presented.
Right. It's like it's fun to traverse through the menus instead of just clicking up, up, down, down. The way you've got the cursor almost.
Yeah. And then I love that.
Everything shifts and moves.
Yeah. It looks really cool too.
When you go to a vendor, you can hit start and overlay that because you need to, and then you can jump back to a vendor by hitting back.
I love that.
Yeah. Very cool.
So good.
A lot of small things that are really good polish that are easily taken for granted.
But Destiny just nailed. Everything you want to do is so easily achievable. If you accept the game for what it is and you jump in, you can go out and chase headshots and do your fucking head popping trophies. Yeah. That it's not difficult. It's not not the difficulty level, but it's not a pain. It's not a chore to get to anything that I want to do immediately and do it perfectly. Fucking everything just works. The controls, the fact that it's Halo but down the scope is fucking awesome. Yeah. I love the way all the AI behaves. That's, don't fucking count that out.
Headshots.
Or you do one snipe and they all find cover. It's so sick. The way everything works, the fucking...
When you look down the scope, awesome. Too, and you have, a headshot lined up, they'll move. They see in multiplayer, if somebody's sniping you, and they have the scope aimed on you, you can see, the glare from really far away.
Oh, really?
So, it's cool to think that the AI see that same thing, and they move.
The way you kill different characters is fun. There's not a lot of diversity. The crawl, what are they called? The cabal. You'll get three or four different kinds of each species. And it's this is the easy one, the middle, the hard.
Yeah.
That's obvious, but it's fun enough where you'll walk into certain maps and they'll be facing off each other. And so now there's two different species, subsets, I guess, that you're fighting. There's two different ones. So now you've got six variations of the enemies that are in that room.
Yeah.
The grenades fucking work perfectly. The knife throwing works perfectly. Every gun feels awesome.
Yeah.
It's so fucking fine tuned. It's amazing.
Yeah. Number three on my list was meaningful weapon upgrades. So we kind of talked a little bit about the fact that the same weapon can have a very different feel based on the fact that it has a faster fire rate or a different stability. And then when you upgrade the weapons, it actually changes the feel of the weapon.
That's a might as well. Yeah. It's a totally customizable first-person shooter.
Yeah.
You don't have to... You can customize however you want it to feel kind of thing.
Yeah, we're getting towards the end game now, and I feel like we're going to... We may have two exotics of the same weapon, potentially, at some point, and be like, I like this one better because... I choose stability over fire rate, or I want to reload fast and just,
And even the gun lets you do that too. If you want, I have an exotic right now that says, it's increase stability or add additional bullets to the clip or, better damage or something like that.
Right.
It's just, how do I want to play? I'm only using this gun, but how do I want it to feel?
Right. And I feel like those upgrades, you want to get them. A lot of games were just oh, you add two bullets to the clip, who cares? And they do that. But when they add stability, it makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Or when they increase your melee attack, it's faster such that... And you go to the Crucible and you beat someone down faster because you have a good exotic, what I mean?
That's the thing about the weapons, too. It's just that they are meaningful. And you can bring it into PvP or, the Crucible, and it makes a difference. I had stability added to my gun, and I was I'm going to rape. I'm going right to the Crucible.
It makes it easy for you to make that decision. I wish it was more like this. Those are obvious, the contrast I would say is something like Battlefield, where I can fuck with my weapon, and I'm never really quite sure if I've made an improvement or not.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. It's obvious, oh my god, it's working a lot faster, or it's not jumping as much.
Yeah.
It's obvious that you've made a choice that you either like or don't like right away, and you can adjust the gun very efficiently in a short amount of time.
You don't have to do a lot of experiments. And you can pick different almost configurations, okay, if I'm doing strikes, I'll use this set of gear because it works very well, and I'll use this set for the Crucible because it works very well.
And weird things too, your grenade refresh time, certain weapons will affect that, or certain
melee kills will.
Yeah, or do this while you're in the golden, whatever your special move, and it lasts longer, or something like that. The gunslinger, I think I am. If I'm in the golden gun and I knife kill somebody, it extends my golden gun for a couple more shots.
Yeah.
Just cool, everything that you can do to your weapon will make the game funner.
Yeah, there's not a lot of fluff like, ah, who cares, I got this ability. It's like, that ability could potentially be very useful in the right situation.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Is this, are we still on three here? My number two?
Two.
Yeah.
My number two, bounty hunting. Like, you can just constantly go in and find seven more reasons to play a certain mission. You know, like, well, it's like, I don't want nothing. What's taking me back to the moon once I'm on Venus, right? Like, oh, there's a new bounty hunting mission for, to, like, go back and play it on Heroic or you know, do six patrol missions, but now you got to find this many jewels, and it's all on the moon. So it's like, I'm grabbing a couple bounties for the moon and fucking going to town.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's awesome. It keeps you invested moving through the missions. Like, without that extra component, what is the missions? Like, they're all so linear. They're all like, get to the point and then protect it. You know, get to the point and then protect it over and over again.
It's become my morning routine. I make a coffee. Like, I said this before about Halo. In Halo Reach, they introduced daily challenges.
Yeah.
So you'd go in, and it was the same type of thing. Like, get 150 kills with rockets in this match. And I was just like, okay, I'd have my coffee. I'd go like do some of this.
Like Doug. It's like, well, I'm only doing melee kills today, guys. So, yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun today.
It was fun. It's so much fun doing that. But it's way better in Destiny because the upgrades you get mean something.
Yeah.
Like in Reach, it was just like, it was cosmetic. Like, oh, I'll get this sweet helmet, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's a very strong MMO concept. Like, they call them dailies, like in WoW.
Yeah.
Jerry used to tell me about dailies, and I was like disgusted by the fact that
I hated
they had
too.
This cheap technique that like, oh man, I'd hang out with you, but I gotta do my dailies. I'm like, yeah. Fuck you.
That happened a lot.
But it's, I feel like WoW was like too big of a game and just that would suck your life. And Destiny is,
yeah, like I don't give a shit. It's just, it's a reason to play.
Right. It's like, it's something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Number two.
Number two. I'm gonna say the unique leveling system. Yeah. I was surprised that like, being kind of MMO-esque, they capped it at level 20, so you could get there very quickly, and then to level up from there, it's all about a gear chase. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't just put time in, you get better. I mean, it kind of is, but you're focusing on gear and leveling your gear, and then in order to level your gear, you need to get certain, like, spin metal or relic iron, as well as ascendant shards, which are, you know, achievable by different means. So,
well, what it does is it essentially plateaus you. So, like, you can no longer level super high and, like, and get sick of the, like, going back and doing heroic missions because you're overpowered.
Right.
Because, like, there's so many people in the map at the same time, right? Like, it's got, doesn't it, it match makes you even for missions.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you were overpowered, then you it'd be less likely that they could find you a suitable, like, map to go into. You think that's a factor?
Yes, but I'm just thinking about the fact that it feels less like leveling by just shooting a certain number of enemies, and it's more about like suddenly you find it and you just jump and level. You know what I mean? Like it's one's really done the fact that your level is based on the gear you have and not just like incrementally 1, 2, 3, 4. You just keep counting upward. You know?
Yeah.
Like as soon as you get that exotic,
so if you sell something, like you could go down a level.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I could take off all my gear and be level 20.
Yeah.
It's very unique. And like, it has a feel to it. Like, I don't know. It's very unique and feels very rewarding, I guess.
What's your number two?
I put the environments.
They're pretty cool.
I love them.
Indoor environments, too, are all sick. Every, like, indoor environment, like, there's a lot of cool ones. I think it's on Venus. Like, you're in, like, the weird, like, techno areas.
Yeah. I was going strictly outdoor. Like when you're on the moon, say, you just look up into space and you just see Earth. You see there's a like a space station, but it's been destroyed.
And dude, do you notice they have satellites running through the air?
I seen a meteor hit the moon today and it just went and just shot up this dust and I was watching.
So take it for granted.
I was watching it just like expand and expand until it was gone. I was like, that's so fucking cool.
I went to Mars and there's like a giant like asteroid rock just spinning slowly.
Yeah.
Or you go to the moon and you can see the Earth spinning. And like it comes out of the darkness where like it's you see half crescent of the Earth. And then there's a satellite passing. Like there's a satellite that's orbiting the moon.
It's so awesome.
I listened to one of the Bungie podcasts and it was about that stuff. Like where there's so many people, like there's so many art people, like just making these glorious environments, and like in a first person shooter, you're directed always to the center of the screen, like always at the guy in front of you. And they actually did like tests where they watched people's retinas about like if they were going, if they were looking at their weapons, like you can tell if people are looking at the HUD. If they look at their ammo too long, it means you should probably make it more clear or something like that. So like they did tests like this, and nobody was looking at the art. And they're just like, like you could see the eyes just not
all going the Destiny to, like, fucking art people are just like cringing.
See, like if you have like the little eye lines, like you could see them just avoiding that part of the screen entirely, and like you've got this huge spinning asteroid above.
Like I've looked at that thing and walked around, and it's,
so
it's
the,
cool.
You're
like,
the one dot out of like the 30,000.
Here's the thing I noticed: like some of the patrol missions, it's like survey like the cityscape or whatever, and like I'm thinking if I spin and view more of the area, does it count the from 0 to 100% faster? It doesn't, I don't think, but it tries to focus you in on like
you have to stand
the
fact
the same
that there's
like defunct buildings that have been abandoned, and like it's trying to pull you out. It's doing a bad job of it, but when I do that, I'm like, holy shit, this game is like they've tried to
and you can go
build
there,
this
probably.
Universe
there's
of
an,
like
there's an active
Mars colonies and Venus colonies, and they have a different feel, and the buildings look different, and they put a lot of effort in that shit.
Oh yeah.
It is totally overlooked.
There's an active totally erupting volcano on Venus.
That's blowing my mind right now.
You just see the, like the plumes of smoke and just the light in the sky. It's so awesome.
What are we on here? I said bounty hunting for my number two. So it's my number one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is an easy one. User friendly. Like,
shit.
I don't put a lot of time into like getting like really into the nitty gritty of like my gear and all their levels and stuff like that, but it's just these giant orbs that look cool, they feel cool to activate, like I'm invested, and it's like it's just it's there for me and it's easy to get into. It's not daunting or demanding at all.
Yeah,
it's just such a like again streamlined fine-tuned experience. It's gotta be, that's my number one.
I love those colored cubes that just drop and they just they glow, like you can see them like around a corner just glowing on the wall, like
It's a blue.
Yeah. It's purple.
Like even the maps that they build. Like I haven't played much PvP, but like it's very obvious. Like landmarks and this area looks like this and stuff like that. They're easy to learn. Like it's not a lot to take in. Like you can identify where you are in the map very quickly, very easily.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Fauno is probably cringing at the fact that our negatives did not include no map anywhere on any of these things.
Oh, like an overworld map?
Yes.
Yeah, I hated that too. Like,
there's a tower
even
map.
Even watching the beta, I was like, go to the map. And like, because I wanted to see a huge map with like chests on it and like different things. Like,
well, let me set the markers for where the relics and the chests show up if you want to.
Anything.
But nothing.
And Dan was like, there's no map. It's like, I'm sorry?
You know what? I think it's encouraging the fact that they want you to play everything 1,000 times and learn it integrally in your own mind. And
but then, even like traversing through the Cosmodrome, right? Like,
I hate the
Cosmodrome. Those interior Earth places, they all look the same the first time you play them. But then like after a few playthroughs, you know exactly where you're going.
Yeah.
Exactly how to get through that tunnel very quickly.
Great.
Everything's
Back today all the way to the beginning of the game.
Okay. No chest.
You actually can. There's a giant gate that blocks you. Like when you first find the gun.
Yeah.
There's a gate right before that, and you can't go out into the area.
Like Car River?
Yeah.
We've got to get inside.
It only exists in the beginning. I was like,
this is fallen territory.
I was running back there, and I was like, wait, this is fucking, there's got to be something over here. Like, there's got to be something huge. Like, many people probably haven't
done
this.
There's no heart pieces. That's the thing. Like, we've been trained to look around for heart pieces.
Yeah.
Like, any cool corridor, like, we know there's a light at the end of that tunnel, and there's something cool back there.
Well, I was thinking
in this game,
like,
there's not, you know?
Like, even if there's just
this
a line,
baby.
Like, this is where I picked you up from.
No.
I was excited for that.
Nothing.
No.
You've been dead a long time.
Just a giant fence.
What's your number one, Jeppo?
My number one is the, I called it rolling content, but essentially content distribution. The fact that, like, they waited, was it 1 week to introduce the Vault of Glass, the raid, and things keep opening up. Like, I'm sure they've had these things built right from the get-go, but they realized no one is going to be able to do a level 26 mission from day one. Let's put it there a week later. Let's throw in that Xur guy, X-U-R.
Yeah.
Only on weekends. So, like, everyone's now going to be looking forward to the weekends where they can spend their strange coins and their motes of light.
It's a fucking way to keep you on, man. They have some...
But it feels great. I love it.
Incredible psychologists working for them.
Yeah, like, it's... you know, we've experienced most all the content in the game being people who've played it a lot.
Yeah.
But they're just throwing out things at the edge. If you've played it a lot, you're at the level now where you can play Vault of Glass. And next week they're going to do some other thing that, like...
It is cool that I'm still playing it. Like, last week at this time, I thought I was done the game.
Right.
I was like, I'm not going to be playing this next week because I'm going to be maxed out. Here I am, and I can't wait to keep playing.
Yeah, like, I feel like a lot of people complained because they... In the first day, they saw the scope of the full game that had been released in that first day or two. And they didn't realize the fact that every single... Even almost day, do they have the daily strikes? And then week, they're also going to introduce new concepts. It's more akin to a TV show that every week there's a new episode than it is a game where it's like, we drop this game, and then 4 months later we have DLC, and then 4 months later we have more DLC. It's like, that's why I called it rolling content, where it's just, you move with the game, and unless you're like the person who plays it more than anybody, you're not capping out, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I've played it a lot for a person who works 40 hours a week, and I'm still not capping out. I gotta be that guy who's like, you know,
I can't believe how much you guys have played.
Playing it 60 hours a week before I'm capping out, so. Hey. I think they very cleverly designed it that way.
Yeah.
To kind of keep us on the edge, you know?
It's number one, brother.
Number one is, you know, it was a gripe last week and earlier this week, playing the exact same maps.
Show was wasted. Are you going to join us?
No.
No whiskey, son?
We're just about wrapping up.
All right.
Playing the same maps over and over again, I didn't like originally. Like
maps.
I'm playing, oh, right. Like Septics Prime, and the only fucking thing I'm getting is Mangala skin, which you're, if you haven't experienced yet, you're about to.
No, I don't know about that yet.
Why are you guys all hunters?
They should at least fucking plop you in different areas, like at least like in that same... They always put you right in the same spot, like the starting point.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into the patrol missions.
Yeah, like I played Septics Prime probably 30 times since the stupid thing came out. But
really?
If I'm playing with people, it's fine.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
having so much fun now. Just
I've never played patrol missions without or with you guys. Today was awesome.
Patrol missions.
Talk about juicing.
Fuck. One of the best things to play with people that you don't even realize, yeah. Fano and I did it last night and we kind of realized the potential of doing patrol missions with multiple people.
Yes.
So much fun.
It's quick.
Grab a couple bounties before you hit each planet.
Did I have something else written down? Oh my god, I did. Crucible.
I haven't even touched that.
So like, the multiplayer is incredible. It's so much fun.
You should do a multiplayer review next week.
I love it. Like, it was the majority. I ruined...
Actually, I won't be here next week.
I ruined my progress through the story because I was playing the Crucible too much. I was way too advanced. And I was just like, I was playing stories. So I was like, I don't need to play this because I'm just going to destroy it and I'm not going to get any loot.
But you have to do it to open up a new...
Yeah, so I was just playing, like, whenever we did strikes or something, like, it would randomly show up.
Oh, I'd hate to, like, break it. Like, I feel like I'm doing awesome just kind of leveling with the story, leveling with the strikes.
That was my... Like, I didn't even... There's probably still missions I haven't played because I didn't play it in order.
Right. Yeah.
There's one mission I gotta do still.
Shit.
Yeah, I'll get there. Fuck, I'm gonna beat you guys.
Another good thing is the integration and like seamlessness.
What? Is there a TV stand?
That's Ted's PS4. What are you talking about?
Why is there a TV stand right now?
I don't know. I think he's gonna put burn the fucking thing.
I can't put it all here.
Just funny. The TJ managed?
It's like a
$4. She's got a wider stance there.
That's an expensive TV stand, you're right.
Yeah.
What?
A PS4.
Oh,
the shirt's the TV stand.
I think it's $20 IKEA to him.
$20, $7.99.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Wow,
it's even cheaper. You know I have that one at home, right? It's in my bedroom. Just so you know.
What is
that stand right there?
That huge thing's in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Good lord.
It's holding a TV.
It's a coffee table.
That wouldn't even fit.
I know
in
it
my
is.
Bedroom.
We use it as a coffee table.
Well, you have a coffee table in your bedroom?
My bedroom is fucking. It's the loft. It's the whole upstairs.
You way
it's too big.
You're wild, man.
Destiny review?
Ball so hard. Oh, I... no, I don't... We don't need to do that. You guys do whatever you want. I won't be around. I'll be gone.
Sahil says, yo-yo-yo-toe. Seriously, as we
cool.
said.
Tell
him cool. Cool. Thanks, Sahil. Can we give it a rating?
I'm giving it a 4.5.
Thank you. You said what? 4 earlier. You said 4, and I was like, you can't say 4.
Yeah.
It's at least a 4.5.
It is a 4.5. Just the amount of time that I've gotten out of it.
Give me a break. It's a 5.
It's not a 5.
What? Yeah, but you're demeriting it for the same reasons that everyone else is demeriting it. Because something
it's
they want in the game isn't in the game.
It's not a 5.
All right.
Something they promised was going to be in the game was not in the game.
What? What did they promise?
You know what? I kind of want to give it a 5, but 5 is very rare.
Yeah, it's a 5 on the fun scale.
Yeah, like
it's
I'm
much fun. That's why you like Infamous.
I did. They could have put more
So it's
more
the same
score
as Infamous. Same fucking score as Infamous. Or did you give Infamous a 5?
I don't know.
I didn't give Infamous a 5. If I did...
I never...
Destiny is a 4.5. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm standing by it.
It's an amazing game. It's actually getting rated way worse than it should
yeah.
be.
It's at least...
Those guys are fucking idiots.
It's between 8.5 and 9.
You know what? They're just rustling feathers because every fucking person is buying it. Like, what do you say? Like, it's great. Like, if they said it was a 10, they would get said like, oh, they're just because it's popular.
The art and the menu system alone is worth an 8.
Yeah. It's fucking sick. For all the reasons we just talked about. It's so good. It's a 5.
You know what?
It's a must play.
Cihilo's feedback, he didn't give feedback to the podcast specifically. He said that people are basing their ratings based on how they interpret the their like expectations based on the marketing and everything and all the hype.
Yeah.
But it's on each individual to like decide on what they expected the game to be and to... It's still like way better than many other games. They're just... They had too high expectations and that's
it's
their
so
own fault.
Good.
How they... Yeah. It is an amazing game. I think any rating under 9 is just because... Your expectations were too high. And if you compared it apples to apples
or
to any
like,
other game, you would give it a better rating.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Destiny is amazing.
Yeah, if it got a 9.5 on IGN, it'd be like, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
4.75.
Well, with that, I say we
go back.
Cap this one off.
Yeah.
Get back online.
Yeah.
You can find All Range Mode on Bungie.net. The All Range Mode clan is accepting new members.
Really?
Shit.
Yes,
what is that?
Yes, they are.
Oh, cool.
Joe, if you may, we may let you in.
Give me a break.
All right,
wait,
we'll
do you
let
have
you
to
in.
Be 20 to get into it?
No.
I'm 20 now.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
At last.
We no, we actually everything. Do have an All Range Mode clan, and you should join. I could not invite you because you don't have a Bungie.net account.
Oh my gosh.
Go to Bungie.net. Use your PlayStation login.
You do
login.
It for me.
Okay, fine.
Awesome.
If you're not into Destiny, then
that's
stop
my job,
listening.
By the way. That's what I do.
You would have stopped
that's what I do at work.
Long time ago.
What's that?
You do it for me. Awesome.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Joe's a delegator.
Hey man, it's the best way to go.
Word. Alright, facebook.com/allrangemodepodcast. Allrangemode.com. Let's just wrap this shit up.
Yeah, allrangemode.com. Leave us a feedback in the show heading.
Right there. Twitter's been pretty successful. ARM Podcast, ARM Podcast.
Yes. You can find me on Facebook. My name is Joe Maria.
I'm TJ.
Yep.
And Chad's Chad.
Every last one that I did not fall alone.
Clay,
think I'm gonna be the Yeah.